Greetings, this is Nigeria and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have Maurice Madu on the line with me. He has a new film coming out called Differences, which is a black romance comedy. Would that be the correct title, Mo? I'm gonna call you Mo, is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool. It's a romance drama.
Okay, romance drama. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now, how did you come up with the concept? I love it. Opposite spectrums of life coming together.
Mm-hmm.
How did you just decide to do something like that?
Okay, so like I came up in the 90s with the films, you know, like Love Jones, Love and Basketball,
yes.
Boomerang. Yeah, all of the classics. So like, you know, my stepdad worked the third shift, so I would spend my nights with my mom watching all the movies like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I took a liking to films like that. So when I became a screenwriter and was about to produce my first film, I wanted to write something that, for this generation, that would give you that same feeling I had coming up. You know, like
nice.
Black love.
Yes, sir.
Positivity, empowerment, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm so thankful that it's a black man and a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in love. I grew up with Sparkle, Claudine. You know, those kind of love stories.
Too, yeah,
so I'm always super excited for black love. And I just have to salute you and thank you for bringing that back to the forefront because we need it. Where'd you get your passion from for a screenwriter?
Yeah, so I always had a love for movies growing up, but I never knew. I wasn't a writer growing up. I had no intentions on becoming a writer at all.
Okay.
So it wasn't until I was in college, I went to the Art Institute of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for web design, but I was exposed to like videography and the film game as a part of my major.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a lot in college and I just needed the outlet. So I started writing just to express myself.
Right.
And I started a blog and people took to the blog. So I just kept writing after college. And we got word that some guy at our school, he sold a script for $100,000 and dropped out.
Oh,
so
snap.
I was like, shoot, you could. I had never even heard of like writing screenplays and stuff like that. I was like, oh, it's people who write that? You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I found that out, I was like, I need to be looking into this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I started looking into it, started doing my research. And years later, I joined a program with, are you familiar with Tressa Smallwood?
Mm-mm.
Well, she's a major movie producer for like BET, TV1, and a lot of the black networks.
Uh-huh.
She had a script to screen program where she teach you how to write screenplays and produce films. And I took the program, and that was my introduction into screenwriting.
Oh, okay. Did you ever get anything on BET?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got offered a deal from BET for one of my screenplays.
Uh huh.
The deal never made it to fruition.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. You know, that's exciting, you know, to even just be acknowledged by such a major. I'm disappointed that BET didn't get it, being that I do watch BET and have, you know, my own comments. Love you, BET. Love you. But, you know, we can use some fresh screenwriters on board. Nigeria Anderson approves this message. So when you were blogging, right, what are the things you were blogging about?
When I was in college, it was about relationships because I was going through something with a chick I was dating, and it was just really messing with me, so I started writing about it. You know, not her, but
right,
just about
right.
relationships in general.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of guys felt the way I felt, and they were the ones, you know, following the blog.
What?
Right? So, yeah. You know, it's like, as men, you know, in this society, we got to keep our experience. You know, we're always on guard. We can't be seeming weak and stuff like that. So a lot of guys do get emotional. They just don't express it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I had wrote the blog and was talking about relationships, you would get like the hardest dudes you would know, and they would be commenting, you know, like, yeah, man, I'm going through that same direction.
Okay, that's hot.
And this was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was years, you know, yeah, like when I was in college, so this was way back then, so only imagine now.
Right, true. Are you still doing it, or you've gotten too busy?
Oh, no, I didn't blog, I haven't blogged about relationships. since college. After college, I started blogging about personal development.
Oh, okay, cool. You still you have a page up that people can look at?
No, I don't. But on my site, on my site, MauriceNadeau.com, I still blog. I have a blog there and a subscription base, but it's more so about like movie reviews. And things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So you're also an author. So when did that come about?
Yeah. So when I started blogging about personal development, I wrote a few books, nonfiction books, self-help books.
Okay.
And this was under my birth name, Maurice Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a few years. Two of the books were bestsellers on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. What was the name?
And it was called Wake Up to Your True Identity.
Nice.
It was a book series. It was part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And 3 and 4 are still for sale. 1 and 2, I think, are out of print.
Now, what inspired you to write about Wake Up to Your True Identity?
Years ago, I was a Hebrew Israelite.
Okay.
Then in that particular faith, you know, it raised my consciousness, you know, to learn to love myself, you know, as a black man, and to look at my people as, you know, brothers and sisters.
Right.
And it felt like a lot of us had no idea who we were as far as identity.
Right.
So I wrote a book about it, you know, using the scriptures, pointing people to, like, you know, who we are.
Okay. So you also have a poetic memoir called Up From Religion. Was that same era?
This was when I, you know, kind of transitioned from being a Hebrew Israelite, leaving that, you know, religion.
Uh-huh.
And it was just it was my years of what led up to me in that and what led to me leaving that.
Okay. And that's part of the Up From Religion. That's the book.
Yep. It's told through lyrics. Yep. Mm-hmm. Each chapter is my life told through lyrics.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Now, what about The Receptionist? Because I see that that's a novel. So you switched again.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into the novel business?
Well, like when I wrote the poetry, my storytelling started kicking in. When I wrote that, and I just had like this burning story inside of me to tell. I always wanted to figure out how to get into movies. I heard a lot of stories of people writing books and getting, you know, them adapted into films.
Uh-huh.
So I had the story called The Perceptionist, which is about a community called Liberty Heights in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm from. It was once black owned, but now, you know, it's basically 90% white owned through gentrification and, you know, redlining and so on and so on. And then it's like a mysterious woman named Ashe comes along, and she's helping each person in the community see things that they never would have saw before, which helps them take back over their community.
I love it. I love
that.
That's all right. Yeah, that need to be a movie. Okay, so now. So now you have launched your own production. Is it a production company? Afrovisions?
Mm-hmm. Afrovisions Media. Yeah.
Okay. So are you thinking about making that a movie?
Well, it's going to be a TV series.
Oh, okay.
The Perceptionist?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Our first feature film is Differences,
uh-huh.
which is coming out next month. After that, I'm going to produce 2 more films. I'm going to write the TV series for The Perception.
Okay, so do you have a network pending for the TV series, or you're doing it all yourself?
I'm doing it, as of this moment, I'm doing it all myself.
Okay.
I'm independent, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Differences is coming out in September what?
September the 1st on Tubi TV.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you get it on Tubi? Is that an easy platform to get it on?
So I got picked up through the distribution company of Megamind Media.
Uh-huh.
So their distribution company is called Lux Media and Distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked my film up for a Tubi release.
Wow, that's nice. Did you pitch that to them? Did you know about them, or they just kind of found you?
The owner of the company is Tressa Smallwood, who I had relationships with from the mentorship program.
See what I'm saying?
And,
oh my God. You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. I tell people so many times, especially in media, you must do internships and you must get a mentor. Please elaborate on that part.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't, just keeping it 100, I wouldn't even be where I am today had I not gone through that mentorship program. First, it taught me the fundamentals of screenwriting. And then it taught me a little bit about the business of filmmaking, which led me to keep going in my research about filmmaking. But the number one thing it did was help me establish relationships.
Yes, sir.
Because in this business, it's all about who you know. You have to know people. You can't do nothing alone. Everything is collaborative. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you for sharing that. That's a very, 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 very important aspect of building in the community of entertainment, especially amongst African Americans. So I appreciate you for sharing that. Now, I saw a quote on one of your social media pages that says the best way to predict the future is to create it. And you apparently are the epitome of doing just that. So for someone who's listening and has an idea, right? Because we all have thoughts and ideas. What's some advice you can give them on starting this process?
Anybody with an idea, whether it be filmmaking or another industry, my advice is to first, you know, learn the craft. Become as good as you can. At what you do, whatever it is, just become the best you can be at whatever that is, right? And then from there, it's about what's your goals with that, and then finding somebody who's already achieved that, and then, you know, just basically, you know, success leaves clues. So whatever they did, follow that in your own way.
I love it. Success leaves clues. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I always say that as well. Like, find someone who's doing what you're doing and kind of either reach out or follow their script, because they're definitely leaving you the clues. I love that, Maurice. Now, let's talk about funding, because we can have an idea and we can do all of that. But when the rubber meets the road, how do we, you know, begin to just say, wow? And if you can, just talk a little bit about how you have to do the initial investment.
Oh, for differences?
For just any project, because you have multiple projects. So funding is just I just want you to touch on how to begin that process of reaching out for funding.
So whatever industry is, so like on my end with publishing, with self-publishing my own books, I funded everything.
Okay.
You know, I funded all of my books. I didn't seek out any investments or any. I didn't run any crowdfunding campaigns or anything like that. I just funded it myself. But I had been publishing books, you know, since 2013. So you know, it's right up my alley. Now the film game. I also self-funded this. I funded it myself. I didn't have any investors, but I was prepared. This wasn't, it's not something you can just go into and don't know what you're doing. I studied people who did it before me, like Jamal Hill, who's a big time director now. You know, he did the movies like Deuces and Brotherly Love, but his first film he made for $10,000 that he funded himself.
Okay.
Right? You know, other filmmakers like Mark Harris, who made the movie Black Coffee, before he got to that film, he had did about 4 to 5 films for $10,000 or less. So I seen who did it before me, and I just followed their blueprint.
Right.
You know?
So now, is there a story you're waiting to tell?
Yeah, I have so many stories to tell. So my next story, I'll just say the title. So the next film that I'll do after Differences, the title was called The Ivory Spell.
Okay.
And it's a socially conscious film about, you know, the epidemic of interracial relationships. Why so many black men and women, especially black men, are choosing to be with white women over black women.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now,
yeah, that, that's something I've been wanting to tell for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Now, a lot of your, I love you, that everything that you do has a social consciousness. So how important is it, and how great do you feel having your own production company, Afrovision Media LLC, and being able to really create the messages you truly want to get across? How does that feel? You know, like you don't have to play no games.
Yeah, it feels good because I don't have to like jump through hoops and embarrass people to like, you know, hey, you know, put me on a pitch, you know, doing all these pitch meetings and stuff like that and getting told no over and over again. I don't have to do that. You know, on my end, if I have a story to tell, I write the script, come up with the budget. I'm also a line producer, so that's somebody who breaks the script down and comes up with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up with the budget, what can be done to tell this story in a cinematic way on a micro budget.
Right.
And then my job then is to come up with the funds.
Right. Now, what about casting, and how do you get people to, you know, get behind you? I know the storyline is absolutely fantastic, but do you have to, do you find that you have to kind of pitch hard, or do you allow the actors to kind of read it and just get on board, or how's that process for you?
Yeah, it's actually been pretty good. So, like, what I found that is, with actors, they want to play something that they can sink their teeth into. They want to play, especially, I tell black stories, so I'm dealing with black actors.
Right.
So especially black actors, they don't want to play stereotypical roles. They want to play something with some substance to it. And that's how I write. That's how I write. Everything I write has a purpose to it. So, you know, when actors read my scripts, they love it. You know,
right.
they can't wait to get on board. So even though my budgets are small, the story they want to be a part of is bigger than the money. It's about the message.
Right. And their resume. It's good for their resume. And can help them in future roles. Like, look, this is my pedigree. I'm not really trying to be a whore today.
Yeah. Straight up. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I had an actress tell me that. something along those lines, yeah.
Yeah, nah, I don't feel like, you know. I mean, we do need those roles because stories are stories, but not every single project. Gee, everybody not a drug dealer. Everybody ain't, you know. Man.
I feel you.
So, Maurice Madu, I thank you for coming through. Tell people how they can, you know, support Differences. We want you guys to definitely watch it on Tubi. We want you to get behind this. Hashtag Differences. Hashtag. And let's start really, you know, getting behind things. I mean, you know, we got the strike going. We understand that it's affecting the minorities the most. So for people who are out there that's still pushing quality films, please, let's get behind them. So Maurice, tell them your website, your social media, and how they can support you.
Yeah, so our website is afrovisionsmedia.com. There you can find our catalog of books and films.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow our movie Differences on Instagram at Differences Movie. So that's at Differences Movie on Instagram. And you can follow us on YouTube at Afrovisions Media. Our movie trailer for Differences was released on Friday. And it's out now. Everybody's going crazy about it. You can catch it on YouTube. You can catch it on the Differences page. Yeah, just follow us. Stay in touch. And the film comes out on September the 1st on Tubi TV. It's free, so I want everybody to tune in.
Yeah, yeah. And that's important, too. You know, let's get behind my brother, because as we say, once a key player, always a key player. And, you know, we support our key players. I thank you so much for trusting us to be one of your media outlets. And as we always say, as you continue to grow and prosper, please just come back, call me, so we can do this one more time and again.
Let's do it. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I can't wait to come back.
All right. Thank you so much.